Halloween may be technically past, but we're still in the spirit for the weekend. And Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, is here to kind of give us some suggestions about this weekend and some unusual performances that are in that spirit. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
You've got a list here of unusual performances that are in the Halloween spirit, don't you?
Yes. So tonight, for example, tonight over at the Capital Center for the Arts, they have two films that are going to be screening. At 7 p.m., it's The Wasp Woman, which is about a woman who is a human woman concerned with beauty by day. And at night, she's a giant wasp.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, it follows, doesn't it?
And then a movie called The Doll Squad, which is kind of a campier, cheesier Charlie's Angels kind of story.
So these are going to be movies.
Yes.
Okay.
And these are both a part of a performance called Cinematic Titanic.
We have to explain that.
Now, this is going to be familiar to fans of the old Mystery Science Theater 3000
show. Yeah.
Yes. And this is actually bringing together a lot of the original cast members. So Joel Hodgson. So if you remember that show, the premise was that a human was sent into space and had to watch some really cheesy, campy movies with his robot buddies, and they cracked wise the whole
time. So you watch the whole movie, but it's just running commentary.
Exactly. And so a lot of these characters, some of the original voices of the robots, some of the other people you would recognize from the show, so they're going to be there, and they're going to be, you know, riffing on these movies as you're watching them.
Are this a double feature, or are these two separate performances?
Well, it's not technically a double feature. So you can buy a ticket to either movie, or you can buy tickets to both movies. And so, you know, if you want to get the whole experience, you can stay for both, or you can just stay for one.
Okay, so they're actually projecting the movie and giving you the commentary on stage.
Yes.
Over at Red River, they're doing something that was kind of similar. You can see a movie, but there's no soundtrack. You're talking about Night of the Living Dead.
Yes. And, you know, so this is a classic, a zombie classic, George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead. And so what they've done, you know, you kind of think of like black and white movies that have been colorized. Mm-hmm. This is a sound movie that has been like silentized. They've taken away the soundtrack and most of the dialogue. And a group called the Andrew Alden Ensemble is going to be there performing a new soundtrack that they wrote. And kind of, I talked to one of the members, and he was sort of saying they kind of, you know, perform atmospherics also. So there are a lot of scenes where people are hammering in nails, and they've worked a way to do that with percussion. They have kind of a violin sound that kind of gives you a zombie sound. They've actually even worked in recent performances, they've worked back in some of the dialogue. So you'll get clips of dialogue to kind of highlight certain scenes or certain characters. And so, yeah, it's kind of a whole new way to view this movie.
Yeah, and that's one of those movies I think that would really work without a soundtrack. The visuals are so strong.
Yes, and then there are subtitles as well. So you get even the dialogue that you're not hearing, you're getting to read that.
And really, Night of the Living Dead, dialogue really isn't the key there.
The zombies are the key.
Right, gotcha. What else is happening?
Well, so then over at Goffstown High School, they have a production they're calling An Evening of the Macabre, and this is running tonight, Friday night, and also Saturday night. And it's three short productions that are kind of Halloween classics, I think. The Monkey's Paw, The Raven, and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
So what stands out about this production to you?
Well, you know, a couple of things. I thought, for example, The Raven is a poem that a lot of kids might have read maybe around Halloween, you know, middle schoolers and high schoolers. And this would probably be good for them to, and you get a chance to see it, you know, performed live. And then The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, the TV show Sleepy Hollow has become a big thing. That's a very loose adaptation.
This is a way to see the original.
Yes, exactly. And actually, you know, there's some elements of Sleepy Hollow. Horses are a really big deal in that story. And, you know, that's not something really easy to translate to the stage. Yeah. So they've, you know, used some, he didn't want to give away too many of the details, but they've used some sort of audio visual elements and some animation. And so they're kind of mixing that in with the live performance.
It is a weekend that you can still stay in the spirit of Halloween, although technically it's November. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. And we'll have links to all of the events that we've talked about this morning at nhpr.org. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.